Hey, Chris Johnson here. July 5th, roasting my fucking balls off in my apartment, so goddamn hot today. It's one of those days where my AC just says fuck it and keeps going up. I have to set that shit at 75. I know that's too fucking hot for some assholes to run AC, but guess what? My AC ain't fucking great. And if it's set at 75, I look at the fucking thermostat, and it says 77. I know it's fucking working too fucking hard. That's the fucking pitfalls of being on the top floor of your fucking two-story apartment building. It is hot as fucking balls up here, and sometimes your AC just ain't fucking strong enough. I'm tired, dude. I'm recording this fucking day of. It's 7:45 at night, so I'm cutting it close. It's getting fucking late out there. But I'm fucking tired, man. A lot of shit going on around the fucking holiday, and my ass is fucking worn out. And speaking of my ass, it's fucking red right now. I got a case of the fucking red ass. This seems to be something I'm gonna be going through every fucking year when this fucking decrepit Supreme Court makes these fucking ridiculous fucking rulings. And I don't give two fucks if anybody likes me bitching about the fucking Supreme Court or not. I know there's a lot of assholes out there that fucking piss and moan and fucking whine anytime you talk about fucking politics, as if everything isn't fucking politics. Or as if, like, fucking human rights are political. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck are human rights political? How the fuck can you possibly be okay with legalized discrimination in this fucking country? I'm assuming you paid attention to the Supreme Court rulings, right? Affirmative action, go fuck yourself. But only for, like, fucking blacks and minorities. Those fucking white legacy admissions at Harvard, that shit can stay. That benefits the colonizers. That benefits people that are the proper color. They don't care about fucking legacy admissions because it benefits them. Rich, white motherfuckers. Also, too, what you may not fucking know, this affirmative action shit, military academies are exempt from that ruling. Do you know why? Because of, quote, potentially distinct interests. I don't know what the fuck that means, and I don't think they do either. But to anybody with fucking half a brain who takes a look at this, it's basically saying, we don't want black people in college, but we're perfectly okay with them being shot at. Hey, take part in their wars and take fucking bullets, but stay the fuck out of Harvard. Then we got like another fucking case of homophobia and fucking bigotry. The fucking LGBTQ community. Oh, I don't want to forget the plus after Q. Identify however the fuck you want to identify, baby. Chris Johnson doesn't fucking care. But you know who does care? A lot of dumb fucking hicks. A lot of dumb white hicks. They fucking care. They don't like gay people. They don't like trans people. They don't like them so much that they make up imaginary situations in their fucking head that if they, hey, potentially are starting a business, we don't fucking want to maybe have to serve a fucking gay couple. And then the fucking court is like, you know what? You shouldn't have to fucking serve gays. Fuck them. How in the absolute fuck is that okay? How the fuck is that acceptable? How the fuck are so many more people not outraged by this shit? I know a lot of people are fucking outraged by it, but not enough people are fucking outraged by it. Too many people are just perfectly fucking cool with it. A lot of people fucking want it. A lot of people fucking like it. They like this shit. They like this racist, fascist shit. They like this homophobic shit. They fucking bathe in it. If it were fucking mud, they'd fucking roll around in it like fucking pigs. Coat themselves in it. Like, imagine, like, wanting to start a business and thinking, you know what, dude? This is fucking great. I don't want to serve gay people. How the fuck does anybody being gay affect your life negatively? How the fuck does anybody being trans affect your life negatively? How the fuck does selling a cake or whatever your stupid fucking business is, graphic design, which was fucking made up, by the way. Like, the person in the Supreme Court, like, made up the fucking case. It's horseshit. It's complete fucking horseshit. It's a total fabrication. It's like me going out there telling people I have a huge dick and then I'm laying pipe all over town. It's horseshit. You can see right through my facade. But regardless of what the fucking business is, how in the fuck is you providing that service to a gay couple, how the fuck does it affect your life negatively? I'm so fucking tired of this fucking religious argument. It's horseshit. It's bigotry wrapped up in the fucking Shroud of Turin. Or any other fucking religious cloak, I guess. Whichever you prefer. The thing that really gets me about this shit, aside from just the fucking blatantly obvious, disgusting nature of it, is, do you think this is honestly gonna stop with gay people? Because it's not. And how the fuck can you possibly prove what your sincerely held religious belief is? What if some other racist hick says, you know what, man, my religion says I do not serve black people. It is my sincerely held religious belief. How in the fuck are you gonna prove that's not true? How can you possibly prove or disprove what somebody's sincerely held religious belief is? You can't do it. So you can just make up whatever the fuck you want, dress it up in fucking religion, and you can get fucking six conservative far-right fucking assholes to side with you. The majority of these assholes that were nominated to the court by presidents who lost the popular vote, the last three to a racist game show host who lost by 3 million and then 8 million votes. And who, like, is a complete criminal asshole fraud, but, like, I don't know. People still fucking love the guy. It's fucking disgusting. I hate the Supreme Court, those conservative fucks. I generally hate fucking conservatives in general. Go fuck yourselves. If you're fucking sharing these decisions, go fuck yourselves. I hate you. I fucking hate you. There's no ambiguity there. I fucking hate you. If you want to take rights away from people because they're fucking different, I fucking hate you. Leave gay people alone. Leave minorities alone, you fucks. They've had shit fucking hard enough. Leave them the fuck alone. God fucking damn it. Makes me so fucking mad. Well, I'm sure I'll be back a year from now to talk about another set of disgusting cases. But now I'm gonna fucking take a deep breath and, pass out on my fucking couch and cry into a fucking pillow, I guess. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the motherfucking host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou if, Daddy Elon lets you on. And there might be a fucking rate limit because he's a fucking idiot. And Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And this is going to be my Facebook timeline for you as well.